You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
First steps on how would you would start over and team build again. The scenario is you have been recruiting people, you have an organization, they're kind of like, you know, you look in your team group, there's tumbleweed like blowing by, and you know, you got to go and check the pulses. Like there's people in there, but you go and check their pulse. They're like, all right, this one's gone, right? This one, okay. Guys, we got a live one, right? Right. And so you're trying to, you know, resuscitate them. You're trying to mouth to mouth them. You're trying to get them alive again. Right. And so I'm going to tell you some things, some of these things you may not want to hear. And one of them is the best thing you can do for your team is build a new one. Right. And so you got this existing team here. You got this existing team, right? Here's your Facebook team or whatever, right? Maybe you're on WhatsApp. You're on whatever, right? So you got your Facebook team and it's just like, you know, right? So the pulse there, just not that great. Just hardly anyone doing anything. And, you know, one person posted Happy New Year, nobody commented, right? Just dead, right? It's just DOA. And so what you need to do is instead of saying, hey guys, you can do it. Hey, come on, let's run hard. Let's do a contest. Right, that's what most people do. They go to the people that are, you know, on the operating table or on the deathbed, and they're like, "Hey, wake up, guys, let's rock it!" Right? The better way is just start pummeling people into this. New people, fresh blood. Right? Now, here's what some people would say. Some people would say, "Well, Ray, bro, I don't want to put people into a dead group." Well, then make it alive. Make it alive by putting alive people into the dead group. Okay? Put alive people into the dead group. And what happens is they create so much synergy and energy and so much excitement that some people are like, what's going on here? Who are these guys? Okay? Best thing you can do for your existing team, build a new one. Build an entire new organization. And that doesn't mean that you ignore your existing. Never ignore your existing. Doesn't mean you don't love your existing. But instead of saying, you can do it, look yourself in the mirror and say, you can do it. You go and do it. You go and do the things you wish that those in there, you know, just dying in there, just on the, you know, right? Instead of trying to resuscitate them, resuscitate you. Go put some new blood into the organization. Go bring some new people in. And I'll tell you real quickly about a little bit about my story. And so when I got serious about network marketing, I was dead broke, in personal foreclosure, $1 million in debt, being chased by bill collectors. I'd gone through a divorce. My girlfriend, I was dating, she was working at the makeup counter paying my utility bills, which I'm very, very blessed and grateful and highly favored, and that is my beautiful wife, Jess. So I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Just go get a sugar mama. What's your problem, right? And so, you know, she was with me when I was at my very, very lowest. Depressed, dead broke, $1 million in debt, didn't feel like a man, sucked, right? Sucked. And here she was paying my utility bills. She's working while I'm trying to figure things out and just like looking in the sky, burning incense, listening to Yanni, trying to find my purpose, right? And so when I got the spark, right, when I said, all right, I am sick and tired of not being able to take you to a nice dinner. I'm sick and tired of not being able to travel with you or buy you nice things. I'm going to make this thing happen. I'm going to turn this thing around, and there will be a day where I'm going to spoil your ass. So that, guys, that was like my number one goal, that I wanted to spoil her, that I wanted to rent yachts on her birthday, that I want to take her in helicopters on Valentine's Day. Done all that stuff, right? And so I wanted to spoil her. That was like one of my top goals, right? In the beginning, I wanted to spoil her. I want to get out of debt. I want to make some money. That was my goal. So I get serious, man, and I'm just fired up, man. I'm calling every time I create a psychological trigger. That every time I thought about how bad my life sucked and how I used to make money and how I was dead broke now, I would pick up the phone. Sometimes I'd pick up the phone, I'd scroll, boop, the dry cleaner. Okay, hey, you may not know me, but I come in there for my dry cleaning. And hey, listen, I don't know if you're open to a side project to make some extra money, but I've always appreciated you when I drop them off. I have no idea who they are, right? They're in the dry cleaner, I don't know. And so I've always appreciated you when I come in there. And hey, I'm just curious, would you be open to take a look at what it is that I'm doing? I would drive around the corner to the car wash. And the car wash had, I couldn't afford the car wash, right? It was like 30 bucks, you kidding me? And so the car wash, they had this business card little deal where mainly realtors would like drop their cards. So it's like realtor, realtor, realtor insurance, realtor, realtor, realtor landscape, realtor, realtor, realtor network marketer, realtor, realtor, right? And so I'd grab the cards. Hey, I'm sitting here up here at the car wash and I saw your card and, you know, it looks to me like, you know, you're a commercial realtor. That's fantastic. That's awesome. Hey, I'm just curious. You know, we work with a lot of realtors and I just want to see if you'd be at all open and take a look at what it is that I'm doing. And if not, totally cool. I totally understand. But I just want to give you a shout out. I see that you're here in my area. I'd love to connect with you. And if you'd be open and take a look at what it is that I'm doing, then that's awesome. And if not, no worries. Hungry. Didn't care what I looked like. Some of them, F off, buddy. All right, Aru, I'll take that as a no. That was one of my no's for the day. Isn't that nice? Isn't that fun? Uh-huh. Didn't care. I wasn't trying to look pretty. I wasn't dressing up for the prom. I was going to make it happen no matter what. Nothing was going to stop me. I could have been marketing Cheetos. I could have been marketing toilet seats. I would have been the best damn toilet seat salesman on the planet. You'd see me on Netflix as what would they call me? The Super Bowl, right? And so I'd be wearing like a gold, you know, like toilet bowl seat, right? People would be like, wow, that's weird. And it's like, then you find out it's worth like $83,000 worth of gold, right? Whatever, I'm getting a little crazy. And so I was hungry. Not needy. I didn't go to Upline and say, Upline, will you help me out? No, I was hungry. I wanted to outpace them. I wanted to go right past them, right? Hungry. Some of y'all need to get that. You need to listen to that Les Brown, man. We need like a little Les Brown like choker collar that when you're playing small goes, you gotta be hungry, right? You need that Les Brown choker collar. We need to patent that. I need to give Les a call, right? And so, but as I'm going, I'm recruiting, 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 recruiting. And so by month four, okay, 4 months in, and I would say, you know, I wish I would have cataloged this. I wish I would have screenshot it. I wish I would have, you know, done a little journal or something, or diary, or, you know, what do they call that stuff? Sketchbook or scrapbook. I wish I would have scrapbooked it. Right? Wouldn't that be neat? A little butterfly on top, a little tulip, little love heart, right? You fold in, this is the story about when I joined, right? And so about 4 months in, these are rough approximations. But 4 months in, I had personally recruited maybe 40 people, something like that. Not crazy, right? I mean, that's not a huge amount. For some of you, I realize that's a huge amount. For as hard as I was working, that sure didn't seem like a lot. But guess what? Guess the size of my team. Yeah. Leadership, baby. Duplication, baby. You know the size of my team? Yeah. About 34. Sad. Oh, what have I been doing wrong? Oh, we're going the other way. What happened? I recruited a guy who one day was like, I'm going to kill this thing, man. I'm going to... I mean, he's fired up, man. He's painting his face with the company colors. I mean, he's getting all crazy. He's about to get Old English tattoo hidden across the back, right? Like, he's fired up, man. And the next day, he calls me and he says, I just got a little question for you. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, mental note, he doesn't sound as fired up. Yeah, I just got a quick question for you. Where do I order business cards? Because I didn't see those in the back office. And I said, well, you know, it's a newer company and, you know, they don't have those yet. But before I could get out Vistaprint, before I could say that, I'm like, Vista, right? He says, how can I build a business without business cards? I'm out. Really? Really? Really, brother? Okay. So 4 months in, I'm recruiting more people than I got in my organization. Man, you should learn leadership from me, huh? You should learn duplication. In all fairness, disclaimer, back then I didn't understand leadership. I didn't understand the Thompson rule, the 80, 15, and 5, right? I didn't understand culture, the making of people to feel good regardless of the level of desire or level of result. I didn't understand that stuff. I understand one thing, recruit, get blood in. Month 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? The fifth month, someone saw my videos that, oh, by the way, I was doing every day, every single day. Ray, did you do them on month 1? Yes. How about month 2? Uh-huh. Month 3, what don't you understand about every day? Every single day, 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 every single day. You get it? I was doing videos every single day, going for 20 no's every single day. Month 5, someone calls me and says, hey, bro, I saw your video. I'm looking at this company. Why should I join you? I said, well, maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. Here's what I do, here's what I won't do. We had a discussion. We got to the point that he agreed, all right, I'll jump in. He came on board. In the next 90 days, he personally recruited 250 people, built an organization, not in the next 90 days, but over the next maybe year, built an organization of 10,000 individuals. Now, some of you are at your version of month 4. Now, that may be year 4 for you. That may be year 14 for you, okay? I love my girl Amy Murphy. Big shout out, Amy Murphy. Been in network marketing for 17 years. She had made $3,000. She's now a $1 million earner. See, some of you are year at month 4, but it might be year 6, okay? That was my month 4. Now, in all fairness, this was 2009. I had been a full-time entrepreneur for 4 years. Okay? So technically, that was my year 4. Full-time. And I'm dead broke, barely making any money. Month 5. Whichever one wants month 1, year 1. Technically, this is year 5. Right, because that fifth month, I believe, that might have been December. I think this was December of 2009, okay? He comes in, 90 personal recruits. Or I'm sorry, in 90 days, put in 250 personal recruits, built an organization of 10,000, and then something surprising happened. Something surprising. Remember these original 34 that weren't doing anything? Two of them became six-figure earners. Why? Because they witnessed what this guy was doing. They witnessed that someone else was making it happen. So despite my lack an understanding of culture, of community, to do this over, this would be embarrassing, right? But it worked out. Why? Consistency. Not being addicted to the gauges. Some of y'all are addicted to the gauges. You're like, I put in 40, I got 34. This isn't working. I'm out of here, right? You're addicted to the gauges. You're checking that gauge. Hey, where are we at now? Still not that great. I wasn't addicted to the gauges. I was going to keep going until. Okay. I was going to keep going until, and I was going to keep going despite being in foreclosure, despite the lack of duplication, despite a leader leaving my organization, oh my goodness, securities, right, nervies. I was going to keep going until I created success. I was going to keep going despite all the stuff that would happen, all the kicks to the shin, the punches to the face, the knives in the back, right? I was going to do it all until I reached where I wanted to go, which we're still going. And despite whatever the hell happened, are you until and despite? Are you wanting a new 2019, but you're still clinging to the weak muscle tone of 2018? You may need to step it up.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.